This evening we went down to Bamar Ghat by the Jamuna here in New Bridgetown. It was our plan with devotees that we would go out on Parikram in the evenings once the festival season was over, but the weather changed so drastically, so quickly. After Radhastami, it was still up in the mid-30s, and then all of a sudden it rained for the last 3 weeks nonstop, practically speaking, cloudy, cool. Yesterday, today were nice days. They were fall days, but still quite cool. Even the sun, it doesn't get up to 20 during the day. And in the evening, it's cold. And going down into the valley beside the river, it was colder still. But it was very nice, very pleasant. We took Govardhan Lal out with us, placed him in the center of the pavilion and surrounded with candles. We also took some, what are they called? Torches. Yes, torches with us, and put them down along the riverside, chanted Hare Krishna. And I spoke a bit about Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan, and some of the meaning of Krishna's pastimes by Bansi Bhat, which is not far from where we were sitting. Vrindavan Vrata is a vow that many people take, and was probably started near the time of the Goswamis, perhaps Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur first voiced a very conservative, very aggressive desire never to be taken out of Vrindavan under any cost. He said even if someone tried to take him out, that he would kill that person. And while we don't practice that vow here, although some devotees may decide to, it shows the type of dridhavrata, or determination, that devotees really need in order to achieve Krishna's grace. Living in Vrindavan and dying in Vrindavan means you're assured of Krishna's mercy, of going back home, back to Godhead, provided, of course, that you don't commit any kind of sin, you don't make offenses to the Dham, in which case you'll be born again as an animal there. And living in Vrindavan, in Boma Vrindavan in India, is not an easy thing. It's very austere, extremely hot in the summer, cold in the winter. People may be prone to get diseases, and the treatment available in a small place like Vrindavan is limited by comparison to what you could have in Delhi or here in Hungary and Budapest. Still, devotees don't want to leave. They don't want to miss getting the mercy. They want to be assured that they'll get the benefit and result of their austerities, of their sadhana, of their prayers, and therefore under no condition do they want to leave Vrindavan. That's dridhavrata, determination. In our own way, in our own places of bhajan, in our own places of service, we need to have the same type of determination to get Krishna's mercy. On one of the DVDs recently, Kishore Prabhu, because I've heard him say this past time before, narrated how when Srila Prabhupada was in Bury Place, and after one class, one Indian lady asked him, Swamiji, can you see Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes. And then he turned the tables on her and he said, do you see Krishna? And she was a little struck and didn't reply. And Prabhupada repeated again, "Do you see Krishna?" And she replied, she said, "No." And Prabhupada then said, "Why don't you see Krishna?" And again he put the question to her. And she didn't reply. And then Prabhupada asked, "Do you want to see Krishna?" And after again Prabhupada prodded, she replied to the last question, saying no. And Prabhupada said, "That's the problem. You don't want to see Krishna." So Dhritavrata means we have such a strong desire. We want to see Krishna. Do you want to see Krishna? Our natural propensity is to answer yes. But how do you want to see Krishna? Do you want to see Krishna under your terms or under his terms? Sarva dharma pratyajya. His terms are, you have to give up everything. Our terms are, I want my own desires, and I want to see Krishna. That's why I want to see Krishna. But you can't see Krishna like that. If you really want to see Krishna, you have to have the determination. All of the unwanted things, all of the bad habits, all of the offenses, all of the weakness of heart has to be disposed of, and one has to have this very strong, strong determination. No, under all circumstances, I must see Krishna. This is the vow of living in Vrindavan. This is the Dhritavrata that Krishna speaks about. This is what guarantees success in Krishna consciousness, or at least it guarantees that Krishna will turn our way and will offer us his blessings, his mercy. Tvam chet kripamayi kripamayi duki tayam. Yes, Krishna is very kripamoya. Krishna is full of mercy. But kripamayi, we must ask, yes, please give your mercy to me. But you need to be willing to beg for this mercy, to cry for this mercy, to have this as the only desire that just subordinates, that suppresses all other desires. That's what it means to actually want to see Krishna. And how does such desire take birth? How does it grow? That we spoke about recently, that we take advantage of the moment by cultivating Krishna consciousness seriously, chanting, hearing, associating with sadhus, worshipping the deity form of the Lord. By these activities, our desire will grow and grow and grow, and it will find shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself guarantees. So, Bhakti Lata Beach, we have this Lata. We have this creeper of devotional service. We need to ensure that it doesn't become choked up by the creepers of material desires, by the creepers of desire for liberation, by creepers of other interests other than service to Krishna. And if we water this creeper very nicely, Mali Hana Konose Bi Jeropan, then it will grow, 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 grow. But determination should be there. We must be determined. And if we are determined, then ultimately we will also hear Krishna calling for us in the same way that Krishna called for the gopis by the bank of the Jamuna under the Bhangsivat. As will be celebrating sometime soon at the beginning of month of Kartik, how during the full moon night Krishna recalled his promise to the gopis, and therefore standing by Vangsivat, he placed his flute to his lips and called the gopis, and they came. While completing one of his books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also narrated how, as he was describing Krishna playing his flute, the gopis, wherever they were, whatever they were doing, they simply dropped everything, even if they weren't completely or properly dressed and decorated, still they ran to him because they had no other desire other than to see Krishna. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes, I hear the flute, it's calling me, I must also go. And he also puts down his pen and races off to meet Krishna. Bhaktivinoda also had no other desire other than to serve Krishna and to see Krishna. So if you want to see Krishna, then cultivate that singular desire. Let all other desires fade into the background. And when that desire becomes so strong that nothing else exists, that desire allows us to cry for Krishna. And after our crying attracts Krishna's attention, then one day also we will hear the song of the flute calling us, because Krishna will want to see us, because we want to see him. Hare Krishna.